This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is 7 after the hour. It is the day before Christmas Eve, Wednesday, the 23rd of December. On the air, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, focusing on the long game here. The long game is getting us to next year. Get your mind out of this year. Next year! All right, here we are, swinging from the vines of information. I see there's a big storm blowing across the country. I don't think it started in California this time, Jennifer. I think it started in the upper northwest. Blew across a lot of rain. It's going to be in the 50s, I think, on the East Coast, all up and down from Washington north. What's your
It'll be 57
forecast for
degrees.
Today?
Well, yeah. Today is going to be in the 40s, but tomorrow, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's going to be 57.
Right.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but it's going to be raining all day, so unfortunately.
No.
We're opening presents with my parents in the driveway on Christmas
You are,
Eve.
Really?
It'll be
in
oh,
the
yeah.
driveway?
Yep.
Wow.
It's going to be real redneck Christmas. All your dreams come true in the driveway. So, yeah, so that's our plan.
Grandma got run over by the reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Jennifer, Alex Padilla, the new council. How do you pronounce it?
Padilla.
Like
no relation to,
wait a minute.
To Amelia Padilla.
Wait a minute. Because
Padilla.
I'm always criticized the way I pronounce
Camila Cabello.
Cabello.
Yeah, because you always add Cabello or Cabello or I don't know what it is. It's just, it's Camila Cabello. It's not hard.
And this is Alex Padilla.
Padilla. Two Padilla. L's is a Y.
Why can't they just...
Okay,
all
grumble.
Right.
Oh, my God. The Grinch is coming back out. Yesterday, he was all, like, peace and love, and everyone has a wonderful Christmas, and today, he's back to being the Grinch.
No, that's only a short-lived thing. It's okay.
The good mood is the short-lived part.
I'm looking... Thanks a lot. I'm looking at all of this stuff, these political hacks. This guy is nothing but a political hack. He's been in politics since he was in diapers, practically. So what do you expect from this guy? He's going to spend his whole life peddling around trying
to... He's a yes man for Gavin Newsom, number one, right, which is why he was appointed and there wasn't a special election. He was not stellar as Secretary of State. He is a career politician. He was the youngest city council member, I think, ever elected in California. And he checks a box because he's the first Latino senator to serve California. So he checks a box for people. And sadly, that's what it's really coming down to.
Great.
You know, would I be happy with probably anybody that Gavin Newsom selected?
No.
No. But now we leave another vacancy for him that's being filled by someone who's also atrocious, assembly member who's going to be the new Secretary of State. So, I don't know. It'd be nice if we just, for a minute, maybe went outside of the government sector and just looked for people who might be able to do the job and then
actually
leave
qualified.
After a couple of years.
Yeah, with some human experiences, how to live your life and how to make money and run a business and stuff. No, we don't want any of that stuff. Hell no. Meanwhile, the president says, I'm going to veto the COVID bill because it doesn't have enough cash in it for the average individual. So will that get reworked?
Right. I agree with him. He's right.
Absolutely right. And by the way, it's a Christmas miracle. I agreed with AOC yesterday. President Trump agrees with AOC today. It's like a Christmas
miracle. What happened?
We're all like opposite. I don't know. So yesterday, AOC said it was like holding Congress hostage by handing them 6,000 pages and giving them 6 hours to vote on something. And I was like, okay, the heavens are shining. I agree with her. That's right. It's first time it's happened. She's absolutely right about that. And then AOC came out after Trump said that he wasn't going to sign this the way it was and said, yay, Mr. President, absolutely. We should be adding more. So Nancy Pelosi is going to call people back. She doesn't disagree. She's either going to make them come back or she's going to see if they can get unanimous consent. If they can, then they don't have to come back from their vacays and they can just pass this through the House and send it to the Senate.
What
it's going to be a tough sell to Republicans.
It's Mitch McConnell.
The Republicans all voted on this junk bill. So, of course, they're going to vote on the new bill. At least there's more help to the people. Who can say
right.
no to that?
But I think Mitch McConnell, he's the one who has been, from the beginning, he's been pretty transparent. He does not want to give more money. He does not want to do another stimulus.
Not his money.
A lot of it was back and forth. It was also... Nancy Pelosi, remember, said that $1,200 that Trump was going to sign with her the last time wasn't enough, and then she settled for $600. So both of them have egg on their face. It's just that they decided it was time, and so they decided, and they got together and they did it, and they did it because Georgia's runoff race is coming up, and that's what they did.
Nancy Pelosi to the rescue. She's going to pull Trump out of the White House by his hair if he doesn't leave on Inauguration Day. Yeah, I can see that happening.
By the way, her $600 that she was going to give us until Trump decided
her
that
money,
was not enough.
My money.
You know how much that would get you in Jenny's ice cream? Because I actually did the math. It wouldn't even give you a year's subscription to the Jenny's Ice Cream of the Month Club.
What is Jenny's ice cream? I don't know.
She got criticized for it. Remember, she went on like Kimmel's show, I think, and she opened up her Sub-Zero expensive freezer and she had all those expensive ice creams in there. Jenny's is like a gourmet expensive ice cream.
Sounds good.
It's, the flavors look delicious, but it was packed with the freezer. So people were insulting her because they said she seems out of touch if she can afford to spend $10 a pint on ice cream.
$10 a pint? Better be good ice cream for that kind of day.
That's what I'm saying.
Milk or cream, right? It's probably like the stuff that Doug sells on the farm.
Yes, right. All right, now it's time for us to examine your face mask. What's it doing? How's it working? The latest is that some masks reduce your brain's ability to be able to recognize your friends and your family. How is that? What is it? Because not enough oxygen is getting into your brain.
No,
right?
No, it's because your
face is covered.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I'm worried about your oxygen to your brain today.
I don't know. I totally get this. My brain has to work hard. When I see people passing me and I'm like, okay, and they look at me and I think, am I supposed to know that person? And you can't tell if you're supposed to know them or not. I mean, it's just...
No, actually, you know what? I'll admit to this. I actually thought... When I saw this, it's affecting my brain. When I am wearing the mask, there's not as much oxygen getting in my brain.
That is also true.
Right. Yeah. I'm glad you're amused, Victoria. Anyway,
I'm very amused.
If you're amused, that's a good thing. All right. Any more reports on allergic reactions to the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine?
I haven't heard anything about Moderna, but the Pfizer stuff was just the anaphylactic reactions. If you have severe allergies.
It's just the anaphylactic reaction.
Yeah, you know, just anaphylaxis. You know.
Little swelling. You can't breathe. Fine.
Throat is a little tight.
Why is Christie getting 2 days' worth of promotion out of him just saying, I'm not ruling out considering to run? He's gotten two days out of that. When was the last time
we were able to talk about Chris Christie? I don't know.
He was on... Fox, wasn't he on Fox? What network was he on?
He goes on anything that'll have him. I mean,
he's a paid commentator for ABC.
Yeah,
ABC.
I am no fan of Chris Christie's, but I did think that it was. I think he got the shaft when he got COVID, and he had to find out that Hope Hicks and everybody in the White House had COVID, and they never even called him. And he had been prepping Trump for the debate against Biden, and so he's pretty salty about that. And so and he has asthma, and he's overweight. He's got a lot of health problems. He was in the hospital for 5 or 6 days. I get it. I think that's part of why he's saying, "Well, I'm going to run against Trump." I think that's why. I think he's pretty bitter.
Is he?
Yeah,
well, and also the Kushner stuff, too.
I think he might be more bitter after that.
Everybody's bitter with Trump, and he's nasty with everybody, apparently, so what else is new? How is one of the things that is in the back of my mind, I don't notice, is there a pick yet for Attorney General for Biden?
No.
Who's in the running?
I don't even know if we've heard any names. I know Susan Rice was one of them. They were talking about Cuomo.
Andrew
Cuomo said that she was going to be that he would have been one of them. I don't know.
Cuomo?
I don't know if it's going to be Cuomo. No.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to leave
names
New York.
That were rumored.
Yeah. I think people love to just speculate on names that are going to be inflammatory in news media headlines, but I don't
know. So let's
really
say
heard a name.
Under the new Biden administration, something comes up about Hunter, and the AG has to investigate him.
That's the question. That's why people are wanting a special counsel, because he is being investigated right now. So they want to protect the investigation because it's ongoing, and it will be if Biden takes office.
But you're president of the United States, and your son gets sent to the slammer. Maybe he could pardon him, I guess, right? Do like Trump's doing.
Right, but what does that look like?
I don't know.
That's the same thing. Imagine if Trump said that was going to happen.
No matter how you slice it. Yeah. Yep. Now, here's speaking about what this looks like.
Say what you will about Trump, but he kept that investigation going with the Mueller. Remember, he always said, oh, I'm going to fire him, I'm going to fire him. But he kept it going because it was a special counsel. So Biden should do the same. Trump set the precedence there, so he should keep the investigation going till it comes to its natural end.
All right. Here's a video showing Onita and Clive Thompson leaving a church in Philadelphia yesterday where they'd been for 2 years, living to avoid deportation. They came up from Jamaica. They got notice from the Immigration and Customs folks. The agency will support their case to stay in our country. It's taken, this is a swift arm of justice, right? The president, they thought that the president was going to deport everybody. So they went to this church and they stayed there. But I don't think they were ever, were they ever actually in jeopardy of getting sent back to Jamaica? I didn't get that.
I don't know.
It was a grandstanding play. This is the New Sanctuary Movement of Philadelphia, where it's actually a church that's based on immigration support. So anyway, they went in and they got a big smile. Oh, I'm so happy I got out of there. So who supported them?
The deportation numbers were higher under Obama than they were under Trump.
Yeah, I mean, this last year, nobody's been deported that amounts to anything this last year, right? I haven't seen any.
And the priority always with this administration was deporting criminals, not necessarily people who were here just trying to earn a living.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, that's the...
Well, to answer your question, church donations support.
Yeah, we're doing it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
right,
that's what
I got mean. A quickie on the latest from Georgia. Anybody paying more close attention to that?
I don't know, is there
the
a latest?
Day or not?
I don't know. Early voting happening.
There's right. Two polls out that I saw yesterday. One shows the Republicans up, one shows the Democrats up. So that's great. We can cancel those out.
Glad that's clear.
Kamala Harris was there this week. Ivanka Trump was there this week. Trump's going to be there on the 4th of January. So, yeah. But more of the same.
It sounds like it. That's for sure. 18 after the hour, it's the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. A reminder about how to get the most from your diet. What are you talking about, Mr. Steffen? Diets just before Christmas? Who are you kidding? We're going to be home. We're going to eat. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to drink. We're going to eat lots of desserts. We're going to get fat. And then, you know, it's going to happen. Here I am once again fulfilling Victoria's dream of me being the Grinch. Once you eat all that stuff, you're going to get sick. So you want to get sick or you want to be well? How about choosing Calitrin as a way to get yourself onto the plane of losing weight and keeping it off? This is very cool. There are all kinds of, you go to Facebook, there are, you know, most of the social media has lots of info about weight loss products and programs and new ideas and that sort of thing. Just go to Facebook.com/Calitrin if you want, or to toploss.com. You'll see a lot of the same information. This product was certified by the FDA in approved facilities. That's very unusual for them to be involved in this sort of thing. They have, if you want to try to work this out for Christmas, you can go to toploss.com. They will specially send this thing out. That's what they have going on, right? Fast shipping, no hidden fees, no recurring plans. You don't have to pay every month. You get what you want, use it, and hopefully you'll be successful and you want to stay with the program. That's my suggestion. I'm on it every day, and Victoria likes it, and Jennifer, too, for going, you know, take a couple of those before you go to bed, and you sleep like a baby. That's the deal. And plus the fact, as you're in bed, your body's working to lose weight. 45-day money-back guarantee. You don't see results, whatever they may be, in 45 days. Get your money back. And now it's the 2-for-1 Christmas deal going on using the DJV code. No shipping charges either. Get the information on this all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off at toploss.com.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
To My Church, going there with Maren Morris. Like so many artists, plan to be on the road most of the year, certainly last summer anyway. The tour that she started doing was called the RSVP Tour, but then of course that was short-circuited by a little thing called COVID, and now she's got another bunch of postponed dates. She's going to pull the plug completely, apparently, or hit the bones. Is nominated for Best Country Song Grammy. She made the announcement yesterday on social media. She writes, quote, "There's so much hope with this vaccine being distributed next year, but we still are unsure of when we'll be able to go on tour with the prospect of yet another rescheduling. I've decided to cancel the RSVP tour. You'll all get free refunds." How many people are going to do that, you think, Victoria?
What, cancel?
Well, various programs have been put off. You can use the money or the ticket for next year, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. One wonders. I think it's going to change a lot before people know it.
I mean, a lot of people from 2020 have put off their tours until 2021.
Right.
But like Maren said, we don't really know what concerts are going to look like yet. Yeah. You know, there's talk about from Live Nation and Ticketmaster. They're trying to figure out, you know, do you have to prove that you've been vaccinated in order to get into the venue? Because that's not constitutional. So there are a lot of questions. People just really have no idea what the future is going to hold. The incoming Surgeon General, from the Biden administration, the incoming Surgeon General said yesterday that by the fall of 2021, everyone will have access to the vaccine. So maybe next holiday season we'll see some concerts happening.
I think you're going to see other things happening, not necessarily impacted by the vaccine itself. I just think this thing's going to dry up of its own accord. That's how these things run. If you look at the cycle of these things, they're here and then they go almost of their own. You know, there was never a SARS vaccine ever developed, and that was almost as bad as this, and it just went away after about a year and a half. So I think combination of vaccine, people's mental attitude being better because of the psychological impact of having a vaccine, and the fact that stuff really, it's you can see it now burning out because it keeps mutating. and the mutations are less, you know, there's a new bug that more people are getting, for example, in England, but they're not getting anywhere near as sick as the people who got this first. So that's how it unwinds. Anyway, so let's hope it's a good year for concerts and just getting out, being able to do things. Maren Morris, among many who want to hit the road, and a lot of us want to go see some of these performances again. Here's the news at 26 after on the music portion of this hour of the DJV program from Zoe Deschanel, accidentally abducted by aliens in Katy Perry's new video for Not the End of the World. The song comes off of Katy's most recent album, Smile. Perry reportedly came up with the idea while on maternity leave, since fans often mistake the two of them. Really? Is that...
They look so much alike. Sometimes I look at pictures and I do a double take. Yeah.
Really? So this video features Deschanel camping around in Perry's most iconic costumes, eventually saving planet Earth by pulling the plug on the internet. Yay! Hooray!
It's a cute video. She's partying with the aliens, and the aliens, she says, no, I'm Zoe, and the aliens don't believe that she's not Katy. So
really?
It's a cute video, yeah.
But
it's fun for Zoe Deschanel, too, because she's also a singer, and she's been in a band for many years, and she's got a fabulous voice.
Yeah.
But so it's kind of fun that I would love to see them do a duet together. That would be great.
Yeah. Katy just became a mom, too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's good. She most recently performed Only Love with Darius Rucker at the Music Awards this year, American Music Awards. There it is. All right, so there we have a couple of good music stories for you to chew on. At 28 past the hour, you're listening to the Wednesday DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything and shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured and not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Don't look for President Trump's signature anytime soon on the 5,600-page coronavirus bill pushed through both houses over the weekend.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I'm asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Lawmakers blindly approved the measure without enough time to read what was in it. Despite having the most COVID-19 deaths in America, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo congratulated himself this week.
Santa's going to be very good to me. I can tell. I worked hard this year.
New York Post writer Carol Markowitz on Fox.
There's really a lot of New Yorkers hurting. A lot of people died. A lot of people lost their businesses. People continue to lose their businesses because he's so bad at managing the state. And yet he celebrates himself, and it's really kind of gross.
USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you think the coronavirus spending bill to help hurting Americans is a bad deal, you're not alone. USA Radio News Dan Araki has more.
President Trump has told Congress that he wants an amended COVID relief bill without more than $1 trillion in spending that he says has nothing to do with COVID. The spending bill that passed both houses on Monday night contains billions in discretionary spending along with provisions for coronavirus stimulus, funding for vaccine distribution, and direct payments to Americans. The president is finding support for this move with some members of Congress. Arizona Representative Andy Biggs called the bill the worst thing they could have passed. He told Fox News that the president should veto it because it contains a number of measures that would not have passed if they were brought to the floor on their own.
This bill is so bad. They added 60 separate bills into this massive package. I mean, think about that. I mean, these are bills that couldn't get passed on their own, and they threw those in. And so this bill should be vetoed, and I'm hoping it will be.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers had about 6 hours to study the 5,600-page proposal before voting on the measure. More residents exited New York State over the last year than any other state and could cost them a congressional seat, according to estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Tuesday. Some 126,000 people bailed on the Empire State between July 2019 and July 2020. New York has been losing locals since 2016, but the most recent drop was significantly larger in recent years. Also taking population hits were Hawaii and West Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four after the hour. It's Wednesday, December the 23rd on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Victoria Keelan here to celebrate. We're all working hard, and your brain has probably fried somewhat. People are working longer hours, multitasking, that sort of thing. That certainly has changed the way we've lived this year. So if you want to break the connection, today's the day to do it, Victoria. It's Festivus.
Festivus.
That too.
Yep. Festivus from, for the rest of us, from Seinfeld.
Seinfeld?
Mm-hmm.
The episode was titled The Strike. George Costanza is the one who celebrates Festivus. That's how you pronounce it? Festivus. I was never really a big Seinfeld fan. I like him. I think he's funny. At least he used to be, anyway. I think he takes himself a little seriously these days. And I watch the show sometimes, and I think, okay, they were all likable characters, pretty much, but it just didn't, you know, it wasn't my cup of tea. So anyway.
None of the episodes are hilarious. I was never a huge Seinfeld fan, but it was always on, and, you know, my grandfather loved it. It was always on in our house, so I've seen a lot of the episodes. The Festivus episode is really funny because it was really driven by his father's character, who was played by Jerry Stiller. And so basically the airing of the grievances, and then he made up all this stuff. They ate meatloaf, and it was a very funny episode, and it just sort of became, for people who are not religious or don't celebrate Christmas, it became a cultural phenomenon where people said, well, I'm just going to celebrate Festivus instead.
Mm-hmm. Festivus for the rest of us.
For the rest of us, yep.
Yep. Well, it was certainly iconic. Was that on about the same time as, no, it was after All in the Family, and was it before Friends? I'm just trying to think of the order in which people would spend.
I think Seinfeld and Friends overlapped at the end. At the end of Seinfeld and the beginning of Friends, maybe? Mm-hmm. Or for a few years, maybe they overlapped? I don't remember, but I just remember that all. Wasn't that all part of the Must See Thursday lineup?
Kind of. Yeah, I think you're right about it. And they all made huge amounts of money. Jerry Seinfeld became extraordinarily rich doing this program. Kind of like Ray Romano, the same kind of stuff, you know. They kind of own and control their own shows. Pretty smart. Oprah did the same thing. All right, let's see the latest on Sex in the City. It would appear that as I listen to you guys gossip about this today, there's going to be a return. They're going to revive Sex in the City.
Sarah Jessica Parker, it's not confirmed yet, but this is the rumor that Sex in the City is going to have a few standalone episodes. It won't be a movie, and it's not. Sarah Jessica Parker said it wouldn't be a reboot. It'll be more like a revisit. And so it'll be on HBO Max because Sex and the City lived on HBO back in the day.
Right.
So I think
they still play it back.
Series.
You can see it.
It's everywhere. TNT bought it, so it's edited on TNT, but you still get the basic idea of the show.
So does Mr. Big come back? Is Big?
Oh, yeah,
I like
married.
Big.
Yeah.
Oh, they got married?
Carrie and Big got married in the second movie.
Are they going to get divorced?
Actually, then, they got married at the end of the first movie, and then they're still married. So I don't think that it's going to really focus on them. She said there's so much stuff that's changed since the second movie ended, which I forget what year the second movie was. It's 10 years ago, probably. And so a lot has changed with social media and the Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement. So I think there's a lot there that they could address. The bummer will be that Kim Cattrall has no interest in doing it. So it'll just be the three ladies.
What is it with her? What is it with her?
I don't know.
Is she the same character off the air as she is on the air?
I interviewed her once. I spent about an hour with her, and I just completely fell in love with her. So she was so sweet and genuine and smart and just, you know, had no makeup on and just took pictures with everybody and didn't care. She just, no pretense, no diva, no entourage. She didn't even have a publicist with her. She came in. This is when I worked at SiriusXM. She came in the building by herself. She was just so cool. I don't know. And yet my husband spent a whole day with Sarah Jessica Parker and said that she was super cool. So I don't know where the beef began. I think that one of the things that famously came out of the movies is that Kim Cattrall had tried to get all four women to be paid equally. But Sarah Jessica Parker, when the series began, she was the biggest name. She was a movie. She had done movies at the time.
Well, but
and
she
so
also had.
She got paid
she
more.
She was responsible for the ideas, too, wasn't she? I thought that
no, she auditioned for it. She got executive producer credit, and so she ended up, you know, had the pay scale work, so that means you get paid more.
Yeah, get more.
And so Kim Cattrall had always argued that the show was about the four of them. They should have been paid equally. I don't disagree with Kim on that. And I think going forward, she just said, if I'm not going to be paid equally, then I'm not doing it. So I don't know. It's a bummer because her character, Samantha Jones, was so iconic.
Yeah, the whole all the stories of all those women.
Yeah.
Kristen, what was her last name?
Davis,
yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And the one who ran for governor of New York,
Nixon.
Cynthia Nixon. Yeah,
yep.
Right. Yep, okay. Well, let's see here. Here's another, I don't know if this is a retread. This will be the last time I'll tell a story like this, I hope, for a week or so. The shooting of a 47-year-old black man in Columbus yesterday. And this is just a couple of weeks after a county sheriff's deputy shot another black guy there. I mean, this is exhausting. And I don't know. Now that I mentioned it, I don't know why I did, frankly. It's just exhausting.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I think it's important to mention
point
it
out. Is it?
Yeah, everything is right now. It's the holidays and everything is the stimulus and the election and all of the actual issue, you know, a lot of real issues, whether it's the opioid crisis or, you know, veterans committing suicide at record rates. You know, there are a lot of other things happening in this country that need attention and deserve attention, and we just can't really, I don't think our brains can absorb anymore, you know, and but these shootings of black men are happening every day, and it's exhausting. I can't even imagine being a black person in America, because if I'm exhausted by it and you're exhausted, I can't imagine, you know, my black friends, we talk about this, and it's just, it's horrific.
The debt cancellation move, couple of items. As you know, the stimulus package is going to be changed, or it's not going to be signed, i.e. the president and many of the members of Congress saying that we want $2,000 for everybody, or we're not signing.
I agree with Trump on this.
Yeah. So,
I fully agree.
Now, there is a part of this bill, I know because I have the PPP for this company from before, and I'm probably going to apply for another round of it, because that's what this deal is all about. As a matter of fact, there's a real focus on radio and agriculture, which there wasn't before, and those are the two things I'm most involved in. But then there is the question about canceling the debt and how that's going to work. And even after all this time, there doesn't seem to be, and I'm saying this to people who are listening that have their own small businesses, who think that all of this stuff is going to be forgiven. It will depend on how you keep your records, at least the way I read it, how you have used the money, and then when you reapply, can you look back at this past year and find a quarter that was off from the year before? I don't know. Buy the whole year for me anyway. It was off from last year anyway.
Yeah. But good question, because some people have speculated, you know, one of our friends is an accountant, and we were talking about, you know, do you not have to pay it back, but do you have to claim it as income? Because then that creates a lot of tax implications.
Well, the IRS wants that to happen.
Right. So no one really knows what is the plan.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know if there is a plan.
Nobody knows what's going on. Now,
One little quick point. We don't even know if the first round of stimulus checks, you know, that everybody got, the $1,200, no one knows if that has to be taxable income either. We haven't gotten any guidance on that.
No guidance. And now, as part of this, there's a discussion of debt cancellation, and the polls suggest, I'm talking about both debt cancellation for the businesses, PPP, and also in that is a focus on student loans, because we are $1.5 trillion as a collective, as a country, we're $1.5 trillion in debt. And most of it is held by the federal government. They've guaranteed most of the debt, and they've done a terrible job. I don't know. I mean, I just think if you really are going to work on trying to make people's lives better, you don't just send them to college, because that doesn't always, as a matter of fact, sometimes more often than not, depending on what you study or where you go to school, it doesn't end up in anything. You're not going to get a job. You just, you know, you've gone through school, so now what? Well, let's keep going to school. Let's go to graduate school. And then what do you do with it? You know, it's that sort of thing.
True, yeah.
Instead of learning a skill or a trade that in many instances will pay you better than most of the entry-level jobs.
Don't you think that's kind of changing? Do you think that...
How's that?
Well, I
think people going to trades?
Yeah, I think more people are actually taking a hard look at that and thinking... I mean, my cousin did. He didn't really... My cousin's not a great student. He wasn't terrible. He could have gone to some liberal arts four-year college and probably, you know, just done what everyone else does and take all the basics. But instead, he decided to go to trade school, and his starting salary... He does HVAC, and his starting salary is $90,000.
Good for him.
So, yeah.
How old is he?
18. Now he just turned 19. It's crazy. He's doing his apprenticeship now. And, you know, yes, I think there is a lot to the college experience. I think there is a lot to what you learn and the social aspect of college. But if you're not that into it, or if you know that your kid isn't that into it, maybe look into a trade, because it's money that you make right away.
Yeah.
You know, and no one, and look, robots are never going to replace plumbers or electricians or HVAC when, you know, new construction is booming right now. So it's a really good field to be in.
Speaking of robots, I want to talk about the work ethic and what's going on. You'll be interested to know what's going on in some automobile manufacturing situations. That's coming up in a few moments here. 44 after the hour with Doug and Victoria and Navaj. Your nose is clean, you're going to be a healthy person. Your nose is dirty, you're not going to be so healthy. So you want to, okay, so you've got my attention, Doug. Yep, I know I do. I'm going to send you to Navaj.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, or I'm going to have you listen to Victoria tell you in a few seconds how she has used this tool to change the way she's sleeping, change the way she feels, change the way life is with her and her husband because of all the dust and bacteria and pollen and pollution and germs
and just
viruses.
The dry heat, heat that we have in our apartment. And that a lot of people have in their homes. It just, I get a lot of sinus congestion, and I use the neti pot, but I'm somewhat reluctant to use the neti pot as much as I should because it's messy. And then Navaj came along, and it does all of the work for you. So yeah. It's this electronic device that it shoots the saline water in one nostril and sucks it out the other, and you do nothing, and it's over in a flash. It's super easy. There's no mess. It's a quick cleanup, and it's so effective. It's the greatest thing. Honestly, we've had a lot of really cool things come on the show. This is by far my favorite. It's just
fun
to
use.
So effective.
This is a product that will make you breathe easier. It's that simple, that easy, that quick. It's called Navaj, N-A-V-A-G-E. Go to their website and get the package sent to you so you can breathe easier, sleep better, just do all the things that Victoria just outlined. That's Navaj. That's the name of the product. Find it at their website, Navaj, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navaj.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
So with all of our online activity and use of social media, one has to wonder what happens to all that stuff when we die. What about your emails, your pics, your online banking? Is that stuff lost forever? Well, for the answer to that question, we asked Rickard Stiber from GoodTrust.
Actually, no one has any idea what happened to their digital stuff when we passed away. So if you think about it, everything that we have online, from our emails to our documents to our photos to our life insurance, online banking, subscription services, if we were to pass away like right now, many of these things would actually never be found. And this is, you know, true for financial things like many money accounts, but as well as some sort of priceless photos and things like that. So the purpose of GoodTrust is to protect everyone's legacy.
MyGoodTrust.com is the place to go for more info. That's MyGoodTrust.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, so here we have the story of what's going on with several new car companies. You know, the labor unions are once again at it, trying to negotiate up, and I understand that's their job. But what they don't realize is the looming impact of robots. If you don't see it now, a lot of these, for example, General Motors and Ford both use robots to paint the cars. There's not a human being that gets involved in painting your new car. But now, apparently, there are a lot of jobs being replaced. You know, I mean, just look at even fast food places. Look at all the stuff that's being done by robots there that used to be done by humans.
Yeah.
So there's this sort of a mix and match here. Why are we playing music in the background? I'm not sure, but it sounds nice.
Sounded nice.
Dancing, but yeah. And this is and the new electric cars going out through the production process, they have so many fewer parts that they're,
that's,
you know, they're,
yep,
they're building
Teslas,
these cars.
Yeah,
yeah. Cost
the
savings
on four wheels,
getting rid of people and putting robots. It's sort of a word to the wise. Maybe human labor is at a point now where many of the jobs don't make sense to the people that are running these companies because they're too expensive. You can build a car for less money, become more competitive, and if you're not doing it, your competitor is. The price of Fords went down 4% this year from last year. Do you know that?
No.
The average sticker price went down 4% because they've been able to make the cars less expensively. So, you know, that I think that's something that we all need to be thinking about a little bit. I hope you are. 10 before the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's the, what are we doing for music here? It's a great pop song. We begin the Movie Moments segment of the DJV program in this hour with the help of Chuck Curry, our movie man. Victoria and you and me remember this song. This was a big, big, big pop hit. Been recorded by a number of different artists. I'm trying to remember who this is.
This is Annie Lennox.
This is Annie Lennox doing it. Okay.
But so, I don't know who she's singing with.
Al Green.
Oh, that sounds like Al Green. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. There we go. All right, so this comes from what movie, Chucker?
It comes from Scrooge, 1989, Bill Murray.
Really?
They played the perfect Scrooge. You know, here's what's interesting about that film. He did that with director Richard Donner, who Richard Donner did the Lethal Weapon movies and Superman. Like a lot of Bill Murray movies, they did not get along. The movie was overproduced. They spent like $50 million on it. It's all in production design. And it shows.
Bill Murray doesn't get along with anybody. That's no...
No, I know.
Well, he does. It's just certain people. Yeah. When he doesn't get along, it's bad.
But it's interesting because when that movie came out in 89, it got sort of polarizing reviews. But over time, like a fine wine, that movie has aged really well. And it's become, to a lot of people, sort of a Christmas classic. I've done revivals of it over the last few years with decent crowds, and I tell you, it's a really, really good time collectively. And his basically ad lib monologue in the last 10 minutes of that film is pretty awesome. And they play that song; it makes you feel good. So I like that movie. It's a good Christmas film.
All right. So what are the other really good Christmas films that you watch every year? There's got to be a few, knowing you and how you do things and how you work.
Well, beside Batman Returns.
That's his favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah. But yeah, beside Batman
Returns. Well, of course, Die Hard. The number one is always going to be It's a Wonderful Life, because not only is it one of the best Christmas film, but it's one of the greatest films ever produced. And the reason that movie works so well is because Frank Capra, writer-director, went much darker than any director-writer at that time period. And that movie goes so dark, and when it comes out the dark into the light, it makes you feel like $1 million, and it has a powerful, cathartic, emotional feel. And especially if you watch that in a movie theater collectively, because I've done big events watching this film with like 300 people, and it's like a religious experience. It really is, with a crowd. Home Alone would be also for me. I love that film.
Never
a lot of people love
movie.
A Christmas Story. It's really good also.
I never saw the whole thing. I didn't like the whole idea.
Yeah. I find a Christmas story to be really boring. I don't know. Yeah, that just doesn't do it for me. Maybe it's generational, but I just don't find anything about it that I like.
Give me The Hunt for Red October. I'm happy.
Your favorite Christmas movie.
Getting the Russians. Yeah.
If you're asking me about a New Year's movie, there's a film called The Poseidon Adventure. I don't know if I told you about that one.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Once or twice. All right, so what are we doing about going to see Wonder Woman? What are we doing about that? What's happening?
We're stoked. We're ready to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have a feeling
it's in some theaters now.
On HBO Max. Tomorrow. I mean, Christmas Day. It opens Christmas Day. There's no theaters in Pennsylvania open. There are some theaters in New Jersey that are open, though.
Yeah.
What's this new movie, Monster Hunter? That looks pretty bad. What is that?
Who's in it?
That looks like it's Chinese.
Mila Jovovich.
Oh God, she's been in
those Resident Evil movies. Yeah, it's a B movie.
What's her story? What is she?
She was a model, and then she became an actress. She had bit parts and stuff.
She's in The Fifth Element with Bruce Willis, and she did those Resident Evil movies. Her husband is a director, Paul. I forget his name, but Paul Anderson.
Looks awful. And then there's
it's awful.
A movie called Fatal is coming out.
Yes, with Hilary Swank. It opened last Friday, and it did like $900,000, and it had a marketing campaign. Movies just are not clicking in theaters. Yeah, yesterday they released, Amazon and Paramount Pictures released a trailer to Coming to America 2 with Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall. I got to tell you, it looked very, very funny. It made me laugh. It was a very, very funny trailer. So you could expect to see that, not in theaters, but on your TV screen in March. Amazon bought the property from Paramount. That's the way of the world, Doug. Got to get used to streaming. No,
I'm looking at Wonder Woman, and when you can get it, it's showing tonight at 6:15.
Oh, okay, is it? Okay, I didn't realize.
My local AMC theater. Yeah, right.
Well, that's Wonder Woman, though. I think Wonder Woman 1984.
The new one doesn't open until Christmas.
Wait a minute. Yeah, Wonder Woman 2017. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's our Christmas night activity. We're watching it on HBO Max. We're excited.
All right, Chuck, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. I wish you and yours and everybody listening, if you can't be around tomorrow or on Friday with us, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The DJV program, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, all with you at 59.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.